Hawaii's four military exchanges and commissaries feature the most locally made products in the world, ringing up more than $21 million in annual sales for local companies. 70 local vendors with 800 products were featured at this year's American Logistics Association exhibition. Dave Pang, owner of Elio Products, has a unique doggy treat made from invasive species.
There's about 250,000 heads of axis deer here in Hawaii. The DLNR basically contracted some guys to basically do the culling. So we worked it out with them that we'll take all their venison that's not the human-grade product. We actually put it into freezer containers here. We ship it to the mainland. They grind it up. They process it. I mean, any dog that's tried it loved it because this is stressless venison. In Hawaii, because there is no predator, they have no stress, which doesn't create that enzyme, so the meat's actually sweeter, so it's not as gamey.
The wild venison treats are already sold in local, mainland, and other stores worldwide. Diamond Bakery, which has been in operation in Kalihi for 96 years, is in the process of innovating and transforming. Maggie Lee is the company's sales and marketing director.
People think about Diamond Bakery, first thing come to mind is soda crackers, but we need to look beyond that because we need to reach out to the younger audience. So you can see the three cookies here. We have Kakemuchi, Toffee Magnet, and Double Chocolate. So you can see the packaging is much brighter for the modern lifestyle. People, you know, grab and go and then skewer to the younger lifestyle.
Paul Logan opened Uncle's Ice Cream 4 years ago on Oahu's North Shore. He says military commissary sales could provide an opportunity for the business to grow.
We bake the cookies, we make the ice cream, try to use local flavors where we can, bananas, macadamia nuts, lilikoi, I grow some of that myself, the rest comes from Wahiwa. The coffee is Wailua coffee, we roast it ourselves. We are completing a new kitchen, so we have the capacity to get a lot bigger than we were.
Puna Noni is a family-owned business in Kailua. It produces noni bottled juices, capsules, and body care products. Subhadra Nishiki is a sales representative.
Noni is actually a fruit, not the prettiest fruit, but it's basically like Hawaii's superfruit. Some of the most common things that people use it for is anything to do with digestion problems, arthritis, diabetes, and also there's a lot of anti-aging benefits, a lot of vitamin C for immune boosting. It's really good.
Senator Mazie Hirono attended the first exhibit in 1997 and says any of the products being sampled could be sold nationally and internationally. The companies would then join Hawaii's Million Dollar Club like Hawaiian Host and Diamond Head Seafood Wholesale.
Every time I come to this, which I've been coming to apparently for almost 20 years, there are always new products, lots of creativity and entrepreneurial activity in Hawaii. So this is a real success story of getting Hawaii products into our commissaries and exchanges all over the world at this point.
And to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the ALA Hawaii exhibition, it's being named for its founder, Senator Daniel K. Akaka. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.